Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Cluttered, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Overcast.fm, Player.fm, Google Play, LearnOutLoud.com, and of course my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who may be joining me in the chat room. And I hope you are having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/getorganized. And later, I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. And as I asked last week, if you are listening to me via any one of the streams that I mentioned, please share where you heard us and what country you are listening from. Well, tonight we are going to talk about the power of time management, productivity, the power of the to-do list, how it increases your productivity through organization. And we're going to have Jordan Baker of Focuster.com. And you're going to get a chance to hear my interview with him shortly. And, of course, I'm going to be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, and, of course, my repurpose suggestion of the week. And I'd like to thank all of you to the question of the week, which is, do you use an online calendar, either physical calendar or both? And I would say a majority of the people who responded, whether you responded via LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook, you said you use both. There were a few people who said they only use an online calendar, but most of you use both a physical calendar and an online calendar, and I use both. So, before I bring on our interview for this evening, I did my weekly Google search, and I went to the Boston Globe to find out just about some history about planners. Planners go back more than two centuries, and as the nation grew and became busier and its people more ambitious, day planners grew with it. What began as a highly personal approach to keeping a diary developed into a whole industry. A tour of the American Daily Planner from the nation's founding into the 20th century offers a unique window into the preoccupations of people and explains the staying power of an ingenious but deceptively mundane design. So in the beginning, it was more like a journal, but then people started using it to plan their days, their weeks, as well as their life. And I wanted our guest this evening to just kind of share some insight on how we could be more productive, how we could get things done. So Jordan Baker is a personal productivity expert and the creator of Focuster.com, an auto-scheduling calendar app for entrepreneurs, freelancers, and professionals over the last 20 years, first as a freelance software developer and later as a principal at a web development agency. He realized that personal productivity was crucial to personal achievement. He takes a holistic approach, integrating yoga, meditation, productivity systems like the GTD mindset coaching with Tony Robbins, neuro-linguistic programming, and more. Jordan shares his unique take on managing your focus, not just your time, and the practice of time blocking to juggle competing priorities. So now let's listen to my interview with Jordan Baker.
Well, listeners, this month there is a day called the Checklist Day. And I know we've all got checklists either for our personal and professional life. So I wanted to bring on someone who is an expert in productivity, Jordan Baker, and he's going to share with us just some tools, techniques, and some strategies on how to be more productive so that when you have those lists, and you shouldn't have really a long list, it's overwhelming, but when you do have those lists and those things and all that stuff, you can get stuff done. So thank you, Jordan.
Thanks for having me on. It's my pleasure.
So my first question before we dive into all of the how-tos is, what made you decide to focus on productivity?
Well, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur from a very young age, and I started my career in a corporate job, and I really hated it at first. I was feeling really overwhelmed with how much I had to do, and this didn't get any easier when I became a freelancer on my way to, you know, to my entrepreneurial endeavors. And, you know, later I started my own web agency, and throughout that process, I felt hamstrung by my own productivity practices. So I felt overwhelmed. I was wearing so many hats. I was feeling stressed about how much I had to do. And I realized that the cost of losing focus and momentum on my projects, on the things I was doing for myself and for my clients, was massive. I could work all day, but if I wasn't working on the right things or being effective at those things, I was losing out on literally hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars of lost opportunities, you know, depending on the project and the timelines. So, you know, I really quickly realized that my own personal productivity was the limiting factor to how successful I could be.
So, in your opinion, what do we do that makes us, you know, less productive throughout the day? Because people have to-do lists. We've got so much technology at our fingertips now, but it doesn't seem to be making us any more productive.
I totally agree. I think the first thing is that distractions are becoming more and more of a problem. On average, it takes about 24 minutes to fully regain your focus once it has been lost. The average person loses their focus multiple times a day, and some days we never quite get it. I actually have a distraction calculator on my website if you want to see how much distractions could be costing you. But, you know, you mentioned technology, and I think we just before we started this interview, we chatted a little bit, and you mentioned Slack. Right, so Slack is a great example of a technology that, if we use it effectively, it can be a great way for teams to stay in touch. It can be a great way for remote teams to kind of replicate the water cooler effect. And if it's used incorrectly, it can be something that just totally decimates your productivity, because most people are just responding to Slack messages whenever they come up instead of being disciplined around how they actually use this technology. The other thing that people do is they're using tools that are not really designed for the needs of the 21st century. So a traditional to-do list is broken, in my opinion. It doesn't account for time. It doesn't account for how long the things are going to take. Most of the time, people don't. They mix things that take 5 minutes with things that take 10 minutes or an hour or 6 days to accomplish. And so when you look at the list, you actually don't, you really can't make a decision about what to work on next, because you don't know how long those things are going to take. And the second reason why traditional to-do lists are broken is they don't distinguish urgent from important. So most people don't order what they have to do by the priority, by how, you know, how relevant is this to my business right now? What we've found in our studies on productivity is that most people will scan their to-do list and they will cherry pick the thing that feels right in the moment. Maybe they'll pick a small thing to get it done, but it doesn't necessarily move you forward. And in fact, you're less likely to pick the things that are really going to make a difference in your business, because those are the things that are usually very hard to do, and it requires you to push through some resistance. And the last reason why traditional to-do lists don't typically work is that they're stressful. And when we live in a state of stress, we're not as resilient. We're not able to focus as well, and we're not able to get into that state of flow, which helps us to get things done.
And you made so many just points. I mean, the one thing, right, the to-do list, it can be stressful, because I know a friend, actually, she used to have 30 items on her to-do list, and I told her why. Why are 30 items on your daily to-do list? You cannot get all of this done. And you're right. When you write a to-do list, you don't take into account that, okay, maybe that'll take 5 minutes, but that might take 10 or more throughout your day. So you're right. You need to take all of that into account. And then even your point about those productivity tools, you're right. Some people do just respond when they get that message saying, oh, somebody responded. But really, to make it effective, you have to stay on top of all the things that you have to do that's a part of managing the piece of the project that you're responsible for. So people begin to look at your list, but look at it differently. So can you share a few things that can increase our productivity, or maybe ways and habits we need to incorporate?
Be glad to. So, I mean, this is maybe this is the most basic thing that you can do is when you sit down to work, commit to work on a specific thing for a short and specific amount of time. I would recommend starting with like a half an hour. So the easiest way to do this is to set a timer. You can use your phone and just set a 30-minute timer, or you can use those specialized apps. This is something called the Pomodoro technique. I'm not going to get into all the reasons why it's called that, but if you search for it, you can find it. But the general idea is you work for a specific amount of time, and then you take a short break. And this trains your brain to focus better, because you are you're going to train your brain that it's going to work hard for a certain amount of time, then it's going to get a break. So if you feel tempted during your time of working to look at Facebook or to jump onto Slack, you can say to yourself, hey, I'm going to be done in 20 minutes, right? You know, maybe you got 20 minutes left for your 30 minutes. And then I'm going to take a 5 or 10 minute break. And, you know, I can jump onto Facebook. I can do something distracting for that time if I want. I can go for a little, you know, walk around. I can get a glass of water, whatever. But it trains your brain to focus for a longer period of time. And while you're doing that, you want to turn off all your notifications, your phone. If somebody comes by and wants to talk to you, you know, because you're working for a short period of time, you could say, I can't talk to you right this second, but I'm going to be done in 15 minutes. Is that okay? And most, no, 9 times out of 10, it is. So working for a short specific amount of time and then taking a break is a great technique. Another thing is to really, you know, use a tool that is going to be going to solve some of these limitations that traditional to-do lists have. So, you know, to plan with the time that you have, so to actually estimate when you make your to-do list, estimate how long the things are going to take and build a prioritized list of the initiatives that you're working on. So actually say, like, this is my number one thing, this is my number two thing, and then consult with your calendar and start to figure out what can you fit into your schedule. What this is going to allow you to do is going to allow you to create a plan for your day, which is going to be less stressful because it's going to be closer to reality. And because you've prioritized it, you're going to make sure that even if you only get half of those things done, because you worked on the most important thing first, that you're still able to make a big difference in your life and your business, whatever area you're working in, with the minimum amount of time investment. So you're not just being busy, you're being effective.
Wow, Jordan, that was some, I mean, I was taking notes, especially I began taking breaks, and that really does help, because what I'll do, especially when you're working from home, I'll get up, take a break, maybe eat a banana, get some granola, walk around a bit, then I'll come back. And you're right, when you set times for, okay, I'm going to work on this for 20 minutes, maybe I'll work on this for 30 minutes, it really does help you get through the task you need to do, but also it does something to you mentally. And I love your tip about shutting off the notifications. because I shared that with a client once. As soon as she walked in, she would just automatically have all these notifications come on her computer. And I said, you know, sometimes you need to shut that down because you're going to spend all day long responding to all of those. So those were some great tips. And, of course, listeners, if you didn't get them all because you should have been taking notes, then you just need to listen to this over and over again until you get them all. So, Jordan, tell us about your app.
Right. So what I wanted to do with this app, which is called Focuster, is I wanted to automate a lot of these best practices around solving the deficiencies of traditional to-do lists. So Focuster is like having a dedicated virtual assistant that is watching and adjusting your schedule for you 24/7. It's a hybrid between a to-do list and a calendar. So really what it does is it schedules your to-do list for you automatically so that you know that you have time for what you need to do and that you can make decisions more effectively. And the people that are using this are finding themselves up to 50% more effective. So I'll tell you how this works. Basically, you tell the app like what you want to do. It looks pretty much like a to-do list, but what's different is you put how long it's going to take, and Focuster connects to your calendar. It connects to Google Calendar. It connects to Office 365 and Apple iCloud, and it pulls the information from your calendar into its system, and it figures out based on, you know, how much time you have, it actually figures out where to put the thing you need to do in your calendar. So now you're actually making sure that you actually have time for the things you need to do. It helps you to visualize how much free time you have, because what most people don't realize is, you know, when they have, you know, meetings and they've got to take the kids to school and they got to make lunch and all this type of stuff, you don't really have 8 hours to work anymore. Now you've only got 4 or 5. So Focuster lets you visualize this in something we call the activity bar. It shows you how much free time you have left, how much time you've scheduled, and if you go over, it shows in red how much you've gone over and can help you to, you know, either push things off to the next day or maybe you need to work a little bit longer today if you really want to get that done. So, you know, Focuster then helps you to actually execute on those things by helping you to stay, to return back to what you need to work on. So it has some tools to help you manage distractions. It has some intelligent reminders. So it'll tell you when you have free time to work on something. It'll send you a pop-up reminder in your browser to say, hey, you actually have some free time to work on this thing right now. So just at the moment where you're most likely to get distracted, you know, like when you're finishing a meeting and maybe you're wondering, what should I do next? You don't have to go and check your calendar. Focuster is proactive, just like a great executive assistant says, you know, here you go. This is the next thing that you have on your agenda. So Focuster has a lot more to it as well. We integrate with a ton of other project management tools like Trello and thousands of others as well through Zapier. So it's a great tool for beginners, but it's also a tool that can be used by power users who want to get these benefits for themselves and with their team.
Wow, that sounds like a great app, especially when you said it gives you, like sometimes you're like, okay, you've done one thing, now what's my next? And it's nice, it's like an assistant just like keeping you on track, because a lot of people, specifically small business people, they need that. And then I also like the fact that it lets you know if you go over, because, like, you know, I think people, and you mentioned it, people don't realize, yes, we have 24 hours in a day, but by the time you sleep, eat, work, commute, take care of the kids, do this, that, and the other, you may only have a few hours to do stuff. So that is a great, great thing that your app does. So, Jordan, how can listeners get in touch with you and get the app?
Right. So, you can visit the Focuster website, which is www.focuster.com, which is focus, FOCUSTER.com. On the website, you can sign up for a 14-day free trial of the app. The app pricing plans start at $7.99 a month after that. But there's also on the site, there's a distraction calculator. So if you're a freelancer or you're somebody who, you know, anybody who gets paid by the hour, You can plug in your hourly rate, you know, how much time you're getting distracted, how many times you get distracted per day, and it can actually estimate how much you'll save per month if you actually get on top of this. Another thing as well, once you sign up for the free trial of the app, we've got a bunch of focus and productivity tips that come in your email. So, it's a great resource to, you know, even if you don't end up using the app, there's a ton of great tips in there as well.
Well, listeners, that sounds like a great app to sign up for. So, as you know, with all of my guests, there will be a direct link to the website. So you can sign up for the free trial, sign up for the app, and actually maybe do the distraction calculator. So you can find out, you know, how much time you are wasting. Well, Jordan, I thank you so much for sharing some tips, strategies, as well as information about your app.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Janet Taylor is fabulous. I once heard an interview by Patty Stanger, the Millionaire Matchmaker star, and she talked about how when she sees people, she just sees energy between them. And when I think about Janet Taylor, it reminds me of Patty, because Janet goes into a space and she sees the energy in the space and how to make things work better. Different people have different gifts in life, and this is Janet. She's just amazing. I worked with her about 10 years ago, and she is one of the most remarkable people that has ever been in my office. She just knows what has to get done. Some people have that gift, and Janet has it.
And that was a wonderful Krista Bart. Thank you so much, Krista, sending you love. Well, that was an awesome interview by Jordan Baker. And go and check out the app and do the free trial and do the calculator to see, you know, how much time you're wasting, how much time you need to really prioritize on your task and your to-do. So please check it out. Well, our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. You download a title for free and start listening. It is that easy. You go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized. And my audiobook selection for this week is Master Your Time, 10 Minutes a Day. And it says each of the techniques shared in this book is designed to be specific, actionable, and easy to implement for even the busiest person. They are sure to make your productivity skyrocket. Master Your Time in 10 Minutes a Day is written for busy people in mind. It is a light philosophy and theory, and is designed to be read concisely and quickly. Begin developing new habits today and align yourself with your true purpose. And really, that's what happens when you begin to really be more productive, more efficient, and better manage of your time, then you can really focus on your purpose and what you're called to do here on earth. That is just my belief. So again, Master Your Time and 10 Minutes a Day is my audiobook selection for this week. Well, are you tired of living with piles? Are you ready to find things the first time you look? Do you want to better manage your time and life? Well, then join my Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group and become a member of a community that will support and nurture you on your journey to live an organized life. It's a safe place where you can post questions, photos, and videos of your organizing challenges and receive strategies that will help you get your life in order. For an investment of $7 a month,
You have access to personal strategy sessions with me, live organizing strategy sessions, participate in the 365 challenge, and of course we have our weekly focused, and be the first to see product reviews, and of course you get behind the scenes of different workshops, etc. So again, it's $7 a month. The first month for 30 days is $1. You can leave the group whenever you feel you need to. There's no long-term commitment. I like to welcome all the new people who join the group, and I'm looking forward to actually doing a live session tomorrow, because this weekend I went on my shredding event, and I feel so free after that, and I'm going to share a little bit that with you near the end of this podcast. So excuse me, because I'm still recovering from a cold, and I really want to get to this podcast. So excuse me. I took a little sip of the water. So now we're on to Taylor's tip time and just organizing your time. So you heard in the interview where Jordan said sometimes, you know, we have this long list of stuff and we just don't know how long things are going to take, which kind of really overwhelms us. So I want you to take a 24 test to see how much time you actually have. And the 24 test is you put 24 hours, you just put 24 on a piece of paper, and you start deducting things like your work time, your commute time, your sleep time, your eat time, maybe homework time, and find out how much time you actually have left. Maybe you've got 3 hours. Maybe you have 5 hours left in the day. Once you find that number out, then that's how you plan your to-do list. And you should schedule your to-do list around your time and not what you need to get done. So if you only have 3 hours, then you need to schedule your to-do list around that, not all the things you need to get done in that time. Also, number three, work with your energy level. Some of you are morning people, some of you are afternoon, some of you are evening people, because when you work with your energy level, you'll get more done. Number four, saying no. No is a complete sentence. Sometimes you just have to say no in order to stay focused on the things you need to get done. And number five, plan, and just continue to plan, because that helps you really not only put your plan in writing, but helps you stay focused and really helps you be better at getting things done. So those are my Taylor's tips time for this week. Well, for those of you who may not be in the area where I can give you hands-on organizing, or maybe you just need some guidance, I do virtual sessions via Skype or via FaceTime, and I will help you. I will be your guide on how you can get something finished, whether it's a room, whether it's your thoughts. Sometimes you may need just somebody just to organize your thoughts, and I am actually helping people maybe get themselves organized so they can present. So let me talk and how I can share and help you get back on track and get organized in my virtual sessions. So click the contact page at janetmtaylor.com, the contact page, and sign up for a 15-minute session with me. Well, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for following me on social media, your likes, your retweets, your sharing. And I'll also make sure you check out my Pinterest board. And this week, check out my Pinterest board. It's all about time for additional strategies and techniques on how to better manage your time. Well, today is Monday, people, and you know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow is Saucer Tuesday. So toss old newspapers and magazines you don't have time to read. It's getting near the end of the year, so it's time to toss that stuff. So now it's time for my app suggestion, my product suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion. Of course, my app suggestion this week is Forrester. Automate your to-do list. Manage your focus. Forrester automatically schedules your to-do list in your calendar, helping you Maintain focus, prioritize tasks, and achieve your most important goals every day. So reclaim your focus. So, of course, focuster.com. And, of course, there's a link in this show page for that. So that's my app suggestion. My repurpose suggestion are using clocks, items to make a clock, or keys from a keyboard, or old albums. All of these can make, you can use keys from a keyboard, computer keyboard, or old albums to make a clock. You're talking about time, so repurpose items to make the clock. And, of course, my product suggestion is Homey Fort Foldable Cloth Storage Box Closet Dresser Drawer Organizers. And it's a set of six. It comes in gray. I have them in black. But these particular ones are in gray, and they are great. And the reason I suggested that product this week is because a lot of times you're looking for stuff in those drawers. It may be some socks, it may be a scarf, it may be something else. So when you have drawer organizers, you can actually organize and categorize things so you'll know all the socks are here or all the scarves are here or maybe all your nightshirts. So for my app suggestion and my repurpose suggestion, please go to my Pinterest board for apps that will help you stay organized and my repurpose board. But for my product suggestions, be sure to visit my Amazon online shop. And there's a link on this page to do so. And it'll actually take you directly to the drawer organizers, the cute basket drawer organizers. The quote for the week is, time management is about life management. Time management is about life management. And, of course, I wanted to make sure that I shared with you information about my upcoming webinars. I have some webinars next week. So the first one is Organize for Success, Five Keys to Manage and Grow Your Business. Are you juggling work and business and feel overwhelmed at managing both? Do you have lots of ideas in your head and get overwhelmed when trying to decide which one to focus on? Are you ready to organize yourself so you can better manage your business and life? I want you to join me as I share how you can get yourself and your business totally organized and organized for success, five keys to manage and grow your business. And I will share with you my project management strategy that I use when working on multiple government contracts simultaneously, how I organize my thoughts and transfer them into ideas, services, and partnerships, and strategies that keep my life organized. And that will be next Wednesday, November 7th at 8 p.m., and it is going to be online. So that's the first workshop. Then the second one is Get Organized for the Holidays, which will be the following Wednesday, November 14th. And it says, have you volunteered to host family holiday dinners? Are you wondering how you are going to get organized before the doorbell rings? Do you want to just have an organized home so you can be comfortable with family and friends in your home? If your answer is yes to any of these questions, this webinar is for you. And you can receive solutions so you can enjoy the holiday without being surrounded by clutter. So I'm going to teach you how to tackle clutter in every room, organize your space so you can find items the first time you look, get rid of decorations you no longer use, and how to stay organized during the holidays and after the presents are open. And that's going to be on Wednesday, the 14th of November from 8 to 9, and it's going to be online as well. And I will make sure that there is a link on this show page where you can go directly to my Janice upcoming events page on my website so you can register for both of those free, and I said it again, free webinars. So for upcoming podcasts, I'm excited to announce next week we're going to be talking about home inventory because I know a lot of you, you're thinking about organizing. You may be getting new things in your home. You may be getting new things this holiday season. So let's set up a system so you can keep track of all of those wonderful things that you have. Then, of course, we're going to talk about another time management thing is sometimes letting others do things for you. And we're going to talk to Tom Furco of Your Executive Driver and the benefits of a driving service. You know, you are running your business. You've got to speak. You've got to prepare for a meeting. So why are you stressing when you are in bumper-to-bumper traffic? Let somebody else do the work for you, the driving, I should say. Then, of course, I will be coming to you talking about organizing your fridge, getting organized for the holiday season. I'm going to be coming to you about that as well, giving you some more tips even after the webinar. And then, of course, again, don't forget to register for the upcoming webinars. And, of course, we're going to be talking about how to get organized before the end of the year for your business and your life. So on that note, as I begin to lose my voice, I definitely want to thank you for registering, to listening, and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. And please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, have a clutter-free day. And most of all, have an organized week, people. Thank you so much for joining me.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.